This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Attorney General's office has filed a lawsuit to block the proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons. The complaint alleges the two supermarket chains violated state antitrust laws by eliminating head-to-head competition. United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Union President Kim Cordova says the merger would further devastate smaller communities.
We see empty shopping centers now. We see pockets around Colorado where consumers don't have a place to buy fresh food, where you can't make a salad out of something you buy at a gas station, right? And a lot of our customers walk to the grocery stores.
Colorado is the second state after Washington to sue to block the merger. It looks like Colorado's oil and gas wars are back. A new bill would phase out new drilling permits by the end of the decade. State Democratic Senator Sonia Jaquez-Lewis says one of the bill's sponsors.
This is really about getting Colorado in line with what many other states and countries are doing as we deal with the impacts of climate change.
The state's oil and gas industry is already criticizing the bill, saying it could make the U.S. less energy independent. Voters in western states are increasingly anxious about environmental issues. That's according to the latest Conservation in the West poll from Colorado College. The survey found 85% of western voters say conservation issues are important for them, including climate change, wildlife habitat, and water supplies. And there's much more of what voters said in the Conservation in the West poll at CPR.org. Ahead on Morning Edition, a lot going on in the arts this weekend, including the continuing run of a new play in Denver.
He has written this incredible play for three Latinx actors, and we get to be funny and over the top, but there is also this deep thread of sisterly love and honesty and truth.
Love and truth, and a lot to do this weekend in the Arts Spotlight for this Thursday. That's in about 20 minutes. This is CPR News.